Energize with fresh breakfast. Wake up on Fresh with NSK and Shaquan.
Say it like you mean it.
It is 7:48 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Now, earlier on, we did ask the question, and it is what we're asking this morning. When was the last time you actually visited a dentist? A chip MC says that the last time he was at a dentist was 2006. 2006. I can't fathem. Dr. Mareka.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Mareka. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How are the two of you doing?
We are great. How is the morning your side? Are you keeping warm?
Pretty cold. We are keeping warm. That's
the spirit. Now, right off the bat, Doctor, 2006. We are in 2023.
Hold on, man.
Sorry, man. I can't.
No.
If a patient comes to you and tells you the last time I was at a dentist was 2006, what would be your reaction, Dr. Mareka?
Well, I'll probably be asking why it took them that long. Could it be that they didn't know that they were supposed to visit a dentist?
Yeah.
Could it be that they're just not interested? Yeah, just to try and find out the why.
Doctor, walk us through perhaps just a good general overall, should I say oral hygiene?
Oral hygiene, yeah.
Oral hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just simple do's and don'ts to avoid you guys.
Okay, let's start with the do's.
Okay.
Oral health really just starts at home. Before we even get to the dentist, like, it really starts at home. This would be just simple measures like brushing your teeth twice a day,
mm-hmm.
not brushing less than 3 minutes. Also incorporating flossing as well, because most people just focus on brushing of their teeth, but they don't really floss. Changing of the toothbrush every 3 months. I've also noticed that even though people do change their toothbrushes, they don't really consider the type of toothbrushes they buy. So we'd really recommend any toothbrush between soft and medium. Like, just when you're buying your toothbrush, just take a moment, read. Just at the top of it, you'll see whether it's soft, medium, or hard.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Oh.
The don'ts. I know that we try and stay away from the sweet things and stuff when it comes to, like, not wanting to go to the dentist. But then, you know that every time you have something sweet, you can also just rinse your mouth out with clean water or brush your teeth. Because when you don't, like, after you have all these sweet things and you don't brush your teeth, you're actually giving a chance for bacteria to, like, eat away on your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. So, you know what? I'm just thinking to myself right now. Hypothetically, if we probably have people who really cannot even afford, who cannot afford the mouthwash, the floss, and maybe even the top tier toothbrushes or toothpaste or whatever it is, what would you say are some of those home remedies, but you know what I mean, that we can actually do to properly also just rinse out our mouths?
Okay. You don't really need expensive things to keep your mouth clean and healthy, right? You can just get your typical toothpaste. It doesn't have to be a sensitive type of toothpaste or a herbal. You can just go for the normal toothpaste. You can even go for the cheapest toothbrush. It all just depends on your consistency, like how much you're brushing or how many times you're brushing your teeth and the techniques to brushing teeth, because a lot of us don't know how to actually brush our teeth. I've noticed that for some reason, I don't know where it was learned, but most techniques are forward, backward movements while we're supposed to be doing sweeping movements,
circular movements.
Yeah. Also, if you don't really have mouthwash, you can also just rinse your mouth out with lukewarm salt water. That's also fine.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's not about the price of the products. It's more about consistency and technique.
Technique. Okay. So thank you so much for that. But then also something that I wanted to ask as well, it's just, why am I losing my train of thought? Okay, no, what I wanted to ask is obviously the importance of oral hygiene overall, you know, because I remember going to my dentist not so long ago and, you know, they were just having a conversation briefly about even the, like, how severe and how just severe it can actually be to your health in terms of you not taking care of your oral health. So what is the worst case scenario of someone who's not consistently taking care of their oral health?
Worst case scenario will probably be losing the tooth. That would be the worst case scenario. Or gum diseases, right? So the reason why we are supposed to visit the dentist biannually, every 6 months, is so that the dentist is able to detect, treat, and prevent these gum diseases or teeth, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So although we are brushing every day, a normal toothbrush will not be able to remove plaque completely the whole entire year. So you need to visit your dentist to be able to do scaling and polishing. This is professional cleaning, right?
Yeah.
To remove the particles that your normal toothbrush would not be able to remove, right? Because if this food particles mixes with the saliva, it changes into plaque, and then that changes into calculus, right? And then that will then eat away on either your teeth or infect your gums.
Okay.
And so that does not sound pleasant.
It does not. So most people have, they think that just because they brush every day, they don't need to see the dentist. But you actually do, because sometimes we see things you're not able to. Because then we'll take x-rays. Because you won't be able to see a cavity inside your mouth if it's between the teeth. But if we take an x-ray, we'll be able to detect it.
Yeah.
And then do a filling and then prevent further decay.
But you said every 6 months, hey? So please tell Ome Denden, a.k.a. NSK, now but again, that he must stop going to his dentist every 3 months as a beef.
Dr. Mareka.
We do say too much of something is not good.
Dr. Mareka, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Please understand that you're a friend of the show now, and we will annoy you with calls every now and then.
I thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Right,
have a great day.
All right, you
cheers,
too.
Bye. Doctor. Okay, the doctor actually she meant three. You know, you divide six by two.
Please stop.